Good morning, and welcome to the radio worship service from St. Stephen's Lutheran Church in Beaver Dam. We are glad to have you with us. I am Pastor Philip Heyer, and I will be today's worship leader. The hymns will be sung by members of St. Stephen's, led by organist Dale Grohlke. Pastor Seth Dorn will present his message, God Adopts Us as His Children, later on in the service. We'll begin with the singing of the hymn, Blessed Jesus, at Your Word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins to the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray of your boundless mercy. And for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Our gracious Father in heaven has been merciful to us. He sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. The scripture reading, which will also be the sermon text for this Sunday in the Pentecost season, is recorded in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son to be born of a woman so that he would be born under the law, in order to redeem those under the law, so that we would be adopted as sons. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts to shout, "Abba, Father!" So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you are a son, then you are also an heir of God through Christ. The word of the Lord. After the congregation has sung the hymn, "Lord, enthroned in heavenly splendor," Pastor Seth Dorn will present the message, "God adopts us as his children."
Thank you. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Adoption can be a very long and tiresome process. Potential parents might be in for a roller coaster ride of emotions. They go through an interview process to make sure they find a good fit for both children and parents. The selection process does not stop there. Many couples wait many years before they finally adopt. More than once, it has happened that everything is all set, but for some reason, the adoption falls through at the last moment. Parents put forth thousands and thousands of dollars into this process, maybe even traveling overseas to find a child to adopt as their own. Through this entire process, through all the emotions, the happiness, the sadness, one thing I hear from parents who adopt is this: it was all worth it. When everything is said and done, they bring that child or children home, and a new family unit has been formed. This morning we hear about another adoption process, ours. God adopts us as his children. Once we were outside of God's family. We lived under the slavery of the law, which held us captive in its grasp. God gave the law and said, "You want into heaven, then you must keep all of these laws and you need to do it perfectly." We take a look at ourselves and we just see how far away from God's family by nature we really are. We can never keep a single one of those laws perfectly. We go through each commandment one by one and see how far we have fallen. We don't always honor those in authority as we should. Our love for God is not always as it should be. We covet so many things, maybe even as we are driving to church or to work. Uh-oh. All of a sudden we see that all the laws keep us on the outside looking into God's family. The law convicts. It shows us that we are not in a right relationship with God. It eats away at our conscience and reminds us that we were objects of God's wrath. Despite all of this, many people try to gain salvation through the law. Maybe if I keep some of those laws, then God will be happy with me. As long as I try my hardest at keeping those Ten Commandments, then I can get into God's family. The law does not do this. The law keeps us out. The law shows us we can only be certain of one thing, eternal death. The law does not save, but it keeps us as slaves. Thanks be to God that our Savior steps in to change our whole standing before God. Jesus came into this world with one purpose. His purpose was one the world often missed. It was not to perform miracles. It was not to bring wealth to his followers. It was not even to give an easy life to all of his disciples. Jesus came to redeem us. Christ bought us out from our sin of slavery to sin to a life of service to him. The payment for this redemption was very high. Christ did not present a coupon to get a great deal to buy us back. He did not negotiate behind closed doors to buy us back for a set sum of money. It took his very own life. On the cross, he shed his precious blood for our forgiveness. He died so that our payment for sins would be complete. Now, because of Christ's sacrifice, we are no longer slaves to sin. The chains of the law broke from our wrists as soon as our faith grasped on to all of those promises of God. Christ brings us into God's family. We no longer live outside looking in. We are right there, part of God's family. Paul provides a great picture to illustrate his point. He tells us that we now receive the full rights of sons. In the Greek, it actually says the following: we received adoption. When someone adopts a child, that child is not half in and half out of the family. That child is a full-fledged member of the family. Parents call that child their own. Even legally, in the eyes of the world, that child is a member of the family. This is our new relationship with God. We are His children. Through faith, we receive all the blessings of His death upon the cross. God adopted us into His family. God gives us the full rights of sons and no longer of slaves. This means we also have a new spirit in our heart, a spirit of sonship, a spirit that cries out, Abba, Father. That word Abba is a Hebrew word. It signifies the close relationship we have with Jesus. That heartfelt cry to someone who will help us no matter what. Just think of that great turnaround for us. We no longer live a life under the spirit of the law, which keeps us outside and slaves. Through Christ, God welcomes us into His family. He holds up that big banner that reads, Welcome Home. Oh, our conscience is stilled. But even as children of God, we also have a special gift coming our way. Slaves had no inheritance in their master's estate. During the time of slavery in our nation, the slaves worked long hours in the fields for their master's homes. They harvested all the crops brought them to market. The owner could sit inside and not have to worry about a thing, but all the money funneled back to him. Once that owner died, the slaves did not receive the land or any of the money for all their hard work. It went to the children. It went to the family. Is this the kind of life you want to lead? It will be your life if you continue to live under the slavery of the law. No inheritance. To those who reject the gracious call of God, they will be left on the outside looking in come judgment day. Oh, yet to the children of God, the story is much different. Children have a right to the inheritance. Thus it is with God's family as well. God grants His children eternal life in heaven with Him. The best part? It's completely free. No strings attached. When someone leaves an inheritance to their children, it's not because they deserve it. An inheritance is given as a gift. God loves us. We do not deserve forgiveness of our sins or eternal life at all. God has every right to take it away from us because of our sins and disobedience to Him. But God's love wins out. He loves us so much. He wants to give us our inheritance. He wants to lavish us with life in heaven, with perfection. Can we imagine any better gift? Can we imagine any better inheritance that anyone could ever leave you? I can't. As we realize all the things which God has done and given to us, we rejoice in singing a song of praise to God. Every good gift comes from Him. We cannot help but praise and thank Him for what He has done. Christ came to redeem the world. Christ came to redeem me. A simple statement, yet a statement we need to remind ourselves time and time again. It reminds me of my standing before God. It means that my yoke of slavery has been removed. God adopts me as His child. He brings me into His family. He makes me an heir of eternal life. This is my gift and the gift He gives to all believers in Him. Amen. We confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our radio choir will now sing the hymn, Hail, O Once Despised Jesus.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for teaching us the things you want us to believe and do. Help us by your Holy Spirit to keep your word in pure hearts, that we may be strengthened in faith, guided in holiness, and comforted in life and in death. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Savior, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. We close our service by singing the hymn, Savior, again to thy dear name we raise.
St. Stephen's Lutheran Church is a member of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. This radio service is broadcast every Sunday morning at 9:30 here on WBEV. If you would like a printed copy of today's message or want to contact one of our pastors, you may write to us at 300 West Street, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, 53916. Please include your name and address and today's date. Again, the address for St. Stephen's is 300 West Street, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, 53916. You can find more information and listen to streaming audio of our most recent radio worship services by going to www.ssbdwels.com. Click on Radio Services on the main menu to listen to the services.